The participatory journalist George Plimpton did many things. He boxed against Sugar Ray Robinson. He tried his hand as a high-wire circus performer. But he said the scariest thing he ever did was play the triangle with the New York Philharmonic. To explore why playing something that seems as simple as ringing a dinner bell could be so difficult, we're joined now by Eric Hopkins, a percussionist with the Utah Symphony. He wrote a piece for his symphony's newsletter called How to Be a Professional Triangle Player. Eric, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, I will say that growing up, I was a percussionist. Not a good one, but I did it. And I have here with me right now a triangle in the studio. And I am hoping you can walk us through, you have in your post, a 17-point list of what to do as a professional triangle player.
Okay, so does your triangle have a clip on it? Like, how is it mounted? How are you holding it?
It has a yellow piece of yarn.
So now let's try to play.
Okay.
So just do a stroke and maybe think of like a buoyant, free stroke that's just going to lift off the triangle. Perfect. So basically, yeah, that's the simplicity of it. So now let's play a rhythm. So maybe play just ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And now try it faster. So ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You have to transition now from doing a normal stroke on the bottom bar of the triangle to doing a stroke that combines the left edge and the bottom bar, so that you're kind of oscillating between those two. Yeah, so now if you continue that rhythm, you end up with a triangle roll. So try that, just try to get a sustained sound. That's not bad. Yeah, like the challenge of the triangle is to do that upstroke on that other bar where you're kind of working against gravity. It's kind of the only instrument that you have to do that upstroke and kind of make it equal to the downstroke and not sound a little off balance and be able to do that with different dynamics and crescendos and swells and stuff like that.
Do you ever have a hard time convincing people that the triangle really is a more complex instrument than they might think?
Well, the triangle, it seems simple, and it's actually really awkward when you're in a rehearsal and you mess up a triangle part because then people really think you're kind of like dumb or something because it can seem so simple.
Eric Hopkins, percussionist and professional triangle player with the Utah Symphony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.